You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Sandra Colalau gets an eviction notice from her landlord. Then the landlord goes missing. John?
Well, after other tenants complained to landlord Francis Walker that Colalau is coming into their rooms without permission, Walker changes the locks and tells Colalau to move out. Around 2:30 a.m., arguing is heard, and tenants call Walker after hearing a scream to see if she's okay. There's no answer. Police believe that Colalau killed and dismembered Walker, putting her head and limbs in a freezer. The rest of the body has not been found.
In Austin, Obi Cornelius attacks his girlfriend with a knife after he accuses her of an affair.
After accusing Shaquita Carr of having sex with her roommate, Cornelius grabs a knife from the kitchen, slicing the 40-year-old roommate across the neck, then stabbing him several times. 45-year-old Carr tries to defend him, but is stabbed herself in the chest, neck, arms, and hands. Carr ran to a neighbor's house for help, but died at the hospital.
Cornelius now facing murder one. And in Louisiana, a school custodian lures a girl student into a vacant classroom, claiming he wants her to help him move furniture.
40-year-old LaVon Harris did move some furniture, but then offered the student money. When she turned it down, the custodian reportedly put his hand under the student's shirt, groping her. Harris is now fired and jailed on sexual battery.
To California. In case you didn't know, you can actually get a DUI while riding a horse. It sounds like a Hollywood movie.
Well, it wasn't Hollywood, but Whittier, California police gave chase to an obviously intoxicated man galloping through traffic on a horse and refusing to stop. And just so you know, the California Vehicle Code states that no matter what your horsepower, whether it's four legs or four wheels, the legal blood alcohol limit is the same.
I feel sorry for the horse. More crime and justice news after this. With the latest from Crime Online, here is John Limley.
Today, we're learning more about the teenager from Humble, Texas, whose mother's body was found inside the trunk of his car. On October 13th, 17-year-old Tyler Rowens and his mother were reported missing from their Humble home after his father reported finding a bloody scene inside the home. Our friends at CrimeOnline.com.
The husband and father found not just blood, but teeth in the home. One tooth was found in the garage, four more found in the master bedroom in a pool of blood. Surveillance video reportedly shows the family's Mazda 3 leaving the house at 11:44 a.m., when Nebraska Highway Patrol spotted the vehicle and tried to stop it, the teen took off, hitting speeds of 110 miles per hour before crashing into a semi. A preliminary investigation determined that the mom died of blunt force trauma and strangulation.
Prosecutors are calling for an investigation after one of the jurors in the sentencing trial for Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz said another juror threatened her life during deliberations. This after the jury spared the gunman from a death sentence. Hannah Phillips, a criminal justice reporter for the Palm Beach Post, spoke to our friends at CBS News.
The nature of that threat is still unclear. An investigation is ongoing right now. Something that criminal defense attorneys across Florida have said is that even if a threat was made, it's unlikely to impact the sentencing, which is scheduled to happen in November. And that's because of Florida's double jeopardy law.
24-year-old Cruz pleaded guilty a year ago to the murder of 14 Stoneman Douglas students and three staff members on February 14, 2018. The trial of a Florida woman accused of dressing up as a clown in 1990 and fatally shooting the wife of a man she later married has been postponed following the disclosure of a law enforcement file containing information about other clown sighting leads at the time.
Defense attorneys for Sheila Keen Warren have been demanding a file on other clown sightings, but prosecutors have insisted they didn't have it. Now it's been found. The 25-page clown sighting file has names, addresses, or phone numbers of 40 credible leads, according to defense attorneys.
Defense attorneys are also asking that Keen Warren be allowed pretrial release from jail. A suspect is in custody after a shooting near the campus of James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia. The shooting in the early morning hours of Sunday left 8 people wounded. At approximately 2:20 a.m., multiple gunshots were fired into a crowd at an outdoor gathering near the JMU campus. 8 people, ages 18 to 27, were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. On Sunday afternoon, police announced that they had arrested a suspect, identified as 20-year-old Tyreef Isaiah Fleming. He faces charges of attempted murder, aggravated malicious wounding, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and the use of a firearm during the commission of a felony.
A Nike store employee busted recording a woman changing clothes. At first, the victim thinks the phone belongs to her husband playing a joke. But then she screams when she realizes it's not her husband. Employee Tyler John standing nearby, the couple accuse him of recording under the door. As the couple calls 911, Tyler starts deleting images from his phone. That's quite the coincidence. Louisiana cops don't buy his story that he, quote, forgot to count the items she brought in and charge him with video voyeurism. For the very latest in crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com with this crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.